For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour that we affectionately refer to as the 9 o'clock stretch. And yes, we really do stretch. Get those lats stretched out. That chest. Work on your posture a little. Sit up straight, Craig.
All right.
Okay. That was good. I like the way you...
Stood right.
Yeah, went right into attention mode.
Absolutely,
I didn't know I had that power. I will try to use it wisely and for good and not
and
evil.
Not evil.
But it is 9:07. It's your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So, I've been involved in sports since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
A good athlete. Not great.
Yeah.
Good. I was good. Good enough.
Right.
Wasn't the first pick on every team. Was never the last.
Right.
But I was in there, and I've tried hard. But I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed following it. I wasn't fanatical about it, following sports, but I would follow it.
Right.
And then ESPN. Remember that? All of a sudden now that's all on the cable. Now everybody's getting it. And
sports all the time.
One of the early personalities, it was on Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
Now, if you say his name now in conservative circles, if they know anything about him, immediately their face will turn sour,
yes,
as does mine. But, I mean, I have fond memories because, see, the way they reported sports, there was a lot of tongue-in-cheek. They had a lot of double entendres. They had fun with it. You know, they were clever. And it was sports. It was the great relief from whatever else was going on in your life, whether it was this big test coming up that you were worried about, or whatever else was on your mind. The sports was the great escape, you know? And Keith Olbermann, he was one of those guys that he was very entertaining. And I don't know what happened to him, if he fell down or hurt himself. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
You find out that the guy is clever in some ways, but he's a weirdo.
Yes.
And then that weirdo-ness seems like it kind of comes, you know, becomes ripe. That's where the term fruition comes from, right? So Keith Olbermann now is a complete wackadoodle.
Oh, yeah. He's out there. He's out there.
So, and I got to tell you, he was probably, you know, making decent bucks back in the day. And then he got rehired. He's been hired several times, you know what I mean, different capacities.
Mm-hmm.
He manages to screw it all up because of his big mouth. And he is walking, talking Trump derangement syndrome. And you know what I call it? He's the Maxine Waters of sports broadcasters. That's what he is.
Because he will get out there and say really stupid stuff.
Well, listen to this.
Yeah. Okay.
He was on X, because I don't think anybody else will hire him, so he just puts his stuff out on there.
Yeah.
He's still pushing Blue Anon conspiracy theories that claim Trump wasn't shot on July 13th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. He pushed the one on X, post one after another, claiming there's no evidence that Donald Trump was a target of an assassination attempt. Really?
It was on television everywhere around the world, live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it live.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he puts out advice to Trump: flee now. So
what?
He wants Trump to flee. So,
oh my goodness.
So are you saying the attempt on his life was real and that he should flee?
But if you're saying it was fake, then
why should he flee? No. Why the term flee?
That's weird.
And then Sunday evening after that, he reiterated that Trump is lying about being shot. A reminder that there is still, in all caps, no evidence Trump was hit by a bullet, and still, all caps, lots of evidence he's lying about. Really?
Hmm.
Former White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
Yes.
Who's also a Texas congressman. He issued a report stating that the former president took a bullet grazed to the ear. Jackson noted that the bullet came within a quarter inch of striking Trump in the head.
This is former doctor, admiral, congressman. But you don't want to believe him.
The bullet track produced a 2-centimeter wide wound that extended down to the cartilage surface of the ear. There was initially significant bleeding, followed by marked swelling. Swelling has since resolved. The wound is beginning to granulate and heal properly, but you'll still get intermittent bleeding because of the high vascular nature of the ear. Right.
Okay.
Sounds pretty doctorish to me.
We've had him on the show a couple times. Smart guy. Yeah.
You know what Olbermann posted?
What's
after
that?
Ronnie Jackson posted said?
What?
He said, Jackson isn't a doctor.
He was the official doctor for, what, 3 presidents?
Yeah. He went to medical school. He's a medical doctor.
Isn't
he is practiced.
A
doctor? And, isn't that crazy? Like, I don't have anything else, so I'll just throw that out there randomly.
So does he think he's just a political guy and isn't a real doctor? But that's where he started. I mean,
he just
that's just weird.
Olbermann, yeah, is just an idiot.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, it gets better.
No.
And it involves your Cardinals.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the story. You pulled it for me. Remember the,
The
Alec Burleson?
The home run.
He's the DH. He hits a home run.
Mm-hmm.
He's trotting around the bases.
Yes.
Against the Atlanta Braves. And so he... puts, you know, one hand up like in a fist,
mm-hmm.
and the other hand covering his ear.
Yeah.
What do you think that represented?
Oh, it's obvious that he was responding to 3 guys in the dugout who did it. They were all on board.
His teammates in the dugout put one hand over their right ears and put a fist in the air.
They're impersonating Trump. Like, hey, there you go.
So that led to speculation that it was a tribute to Trump.
Yes.
Who was wounded in the assassination attempt.
No.
Obviously in Pennsylvania.
Has he got a comment on this?
Well, here's the interesting thing.
Okay.
The Cardinals veteran Matt Carpenter denied after the game that it was a tribute to Trump. Now, it's obvious that it was.
Sure.
And they probably didn't want to get in trouble with with the front office.
That.
Probably don't want to alienate some fans that, you know.
Right.
And I get you know what? I kind of respect him for that because we'd rather have our athletes sticking to sports.
Yes.
Even though they're rooting for Trump. And I go, I love it. But I get it.
Yeah.
And he said it was definitely not a political statement. Okay.
Okay. But you look kind of silly saying that.
So what did Keith Olbermann say?
Oh, no.
You ready?
Yeah.
He insisted that Major League Baseball ban, not suspend, ban the players who perform the celebration, confiscate the entire franchise.
What?
And implode Busch Stadium. But he doesn't have Trump derangement syndrome. And Ronnie Jackson's not a doctor.
Wow. He needs help. Like, serious. Like, serious. Like, if you're going to go down the same road he's going down, you fire somebody like that and get them off the airwaves. You don't want them representing you.
He said, America's had enough of this S.
Okay.
Yo, we the people are PO'd. And we have had enough of this S.
From you.
The likes of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Carpenter also explained that the celebration was actually a callback to Burleson's college days when he was a rapper nicknamed Biscuit. The hand over the ear was allegedly supposed to be invisible headphones.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's an odd coincidence, we'll put it that way.
Okay, and then Olbermann, though, did not appear to comment on a Tampa Bay Rays infielder, Taylor Walls, who connected on a double against the Yankees. He held up a fist and yelled, fight, fight!
Okay, you can't much get around that one.
Yeah, but Olbermann maybe didn't see that.
Yeah, but he wants Busch Stadium imploded?
Implode. Confiscate. Listen to the terminology. Confiscate the franchise. Yes, dear comrade. So you and your opinions only. Right?
Not much democracy in there.
No.
No.
Freedom
certainly of speech, anyone?
Certainly not a constitutional representative republic either.
That either.
It's 9:15 now. Let's call it 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got more headlines on the way. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's always upbeat and positive. Hang on. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it just happens to be a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We've got plenty to talk about. It is, let's call it 9:20, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Kamala has the delegates now for the nomination, but that doesn't mean she's going to get it. The delegates, you know, it's like a promissory thing. Yeah, we promise to vote for you, but it they're not necessarily held to that. There's no penalty if they vote their conscience. So what else? You know, as the DNC is cooking up this kind of soup, what kind of influence will Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Schumer, Schiff? I mean, what kind of influence will they have? Who are the shadowy people that might be calling the shots that we maybe don't know their names? And is Kamala going to be a team player, so to speak, and kind of get along with the agenda? Because the agenda is a far-left Marxist push. If they were honest in their platform and policies, they would never win any vote. Really, honestly, they wouldn't.
I mean, they tell us that she is farther left than Joe. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, probably based on her track record, that'd probably be easy because we know that Biden was very, I would say, very moderate at times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And,
true.
And, but, I mean, he gave us a few, you know, winks and nods as before he got elected that, yeah, he was going to go lefty and take out the oil companies, et cetera. But, man, nobody thought he was just going to immediately really... swerve to the left hard.
No, they're going to tout her, obviously. Oh, you know, she was a tough prosecutor. But you've got a lot of folks out there, and I just actually just shared something this morning on my own Facebook page. Someone from law enforcement, California, you look at what she's done. You know, she's the one that set up the fund that let the people off the hook for mostly peaceful protest. There were things that she did in California, some of the no bail kind of stuff that she promoted. So there may have been a time in her career where she was pretty pro law enforcement, but a lot of it since she is not.
Well, and that's absolutely correct. What you just said is absolutely correct. Now, watch how the lefty media, the MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, watch how they do exactly what you just said. They're going to talk about her being this tough prosecutor.
Absolutely.
And if you're a criminal, she'll rip your face off. And she's going to solve crime in 3 days. And yeah, that's exactly what they'll do. They'll never report about how she was actually funding out of her pocket some of the bail money for some of these folks that were getting out of control. And I mean, when I say out of control, I mean, you had to see some of the film footage of it. They were burning things down. They were looting. It was crazy. Yeah. Well, they'll skip all completely over that, of course, because the end justifies the means, and they're promoting this agenda, and it's a far-left agenda, and as I said earlier, if the Democrat Party was honest about all of these policies, they'd win no elections moving forward. So they lie and they deceive and they give flowery names to bills and policies that make them sound good. And in many times, the effect of said bill is actually the opposite. You know, what was it? What was it? The Inflation Reduction Act? How did you say that with a straight face?
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Let me go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Shep. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, first off, on a happy note, because I won't be around for the end of the show. Yesterday was my wife and I, our half-niversary. Not anniversary, half-niversary. The brief picture is the rabbi and his wife married us in a private ceremony in their office of January of 06. 6 months later, we had the wedding reception and the the ceremony and the reception for friends and family. So yesterday was our half anniversary, so we have two a year. That was a half. She took time off. That was a happy time.
Nice, that's nice.
But anyway, yeah, I got two to remember. Most guys only have one. But the other thing is, I want to point out, it is not so much the left and the mainstream media. It is not so much their lies of commission. It's their lies of omission. You see, it's what they leave out. It's what they don't tell you that is really the thing. And when you delve into it, a lot of people, I try to point this out to people, and I'm trying to keep this short, but they'll say, well, you saw that on Fox News. I say, well, irregardless of where I saw it, I saw it. And when you see actual video, and that's another thing, you see video and you get people say, oh, the assassination attempt was staged. Well, you know what? I saw Doug Henning make the Statue of Liberty disappear. I mean, goodness gracious me. Yeah. Now, could it have been staged? Well, as an amateur theater guy, yeah, I suppose it could have been. But I seriously doubt anyone is going to say, hey, why don't you take a shot at me and make sure you just graze my ear?
Yeah.
But more to the point, guys, you were just saying, and you kind of stole my thunder, all these riots that were going on, they say, those, even though they were not peaceful protests, that some people will say, they are still in that by any means necessary mentality. And I don't understand that. You know, they point to January 6th, and I say, what about the courthouses and police stations that were taken over and burned down? And they will tell you bold-faced, those were justified.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You can't reason with people like that. Finally, let me just close this out by saying, there are those who will vote for Kamala Harris simply because she is a woman. There are those who will vote for her simply because she is a woman of color. They are into symbolism over substance. You know it, I know it, and even they know it, and they don't care. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Happy half anniversary, and yeah, identity politics. Yep. That's why it's called that. Terry, good morning. What's on your mind?
I've been asking all the time, can a candidate be put on the ballot after the window of opportunity closes? And Hannity answered the question last night. He stated that there's only three states that will not add a candidate, and one's Wisconsin, Nevada, and I don't remember the third one. So if any new candidate, that's according to Heritage, any new candidate will not be added to the ballot for president. He says most likely this will be challenged in court. In Florida just passed this law a couple of years ago that they now use whatever the political parties say their candidate's going to be, and that's who they put on there, not who signed up. So that may answer a lot of questions.
There's going to be some wrinkles in there. I mean, look, if you want to go technically, they say that Kamala doesn't have any right to the Biden war chest because he wasn't an official candidate, meaning it had gone through the DNC at the convention. But apparently she's got that money already. And
right.
And the way it works with the FEC, it's not like they'll do an injunction and hold that money or do that. It would be an after action type thing that would take place. So the election would be over and then some penalties could be meted out. All right. Let's get ready for Things That Make You Smile. That's coming up in a little bit as well. But I've got more of your headlines and top stories coming up next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 9:35. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Kamala Harris told migrants, don't come. That was a while ago, remember? 8 million showed up anyway.
Well, that's kind of like, she learned that from Biden when he says, don't. They usually do.
Yeah, but the problem is, once she got that label of border czar, that has been hung around her neck. And that's going to hurt her moving forward, I think. I think because that's a big, easy one, a big, easy target, and one that she'll find very, very difficult to defend.
Yeah.
Now, and then if Joe Biden's all pumped up for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much difference will that make. I mean, what, is he going to tell you how difficult things are?
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me. Say, help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination. And then go on to win the presidency.
He's not sounding good.
I don't know. He's going to get over it, and he's going to have a nice track suit on, yeah. And he's going to be jogging out on the trail for Kamala.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged.
Engaged.
I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
Oh, that foreign policy, that's going great. Bibi Netanyahu got off the plane and was like, nobody's here. It's like crickets. Like, you don't have to throw the red carpet down for me every time, but I don't know, maybe Secretary of State? No, Blinken wasn't there. Mm. All right. Wow. Joe's sick with COVID. Okay. Yeah, what was Kamala doing? Don't know, but too busy for you, pal.
She's not raising money.
But I'm the prime minister, like,
yeah,
of Israel. You know, we're allies. We're buddies. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Foreign policy was a big deal to Joe. I mean, they sent somebody. Yeah.
Well, he'll get back to you. Actually, Netanyahu was supposed to address, I believe, the Congress, the House and the Senate, by invitation. So he was invited to come. And that's how they show their respect, by not showing up. And I don't know who they sent, but, you know, once you get down past Secretary of State, I mean, yeah. I
heard that. Well, is it
J. Michael Klein. Name ring a bell? He was the visionary entrepreneur who founded Fandango. You know, the movie tickets that you could get online? Yeah. Well, I mean, that was his baby. He's died at the age of 64 after plunging from the 20th floor of a luxury hotel. This is according to TMZ. A suicide note has not been found. New York Times reports J. Michael Klein, prominent figure in tech and entertainment industry, passed away last week in Manhattan. The police confirmed that Klein fell from the 20th floor of the Kimberly Hotel on Tuesday. The incident reported via 911 resulted in officers finding Klein unconscious and unresponsive with injuries indicative of a fall from an elevated position. Yeah, 20 stories. That's
not good.
That's not going to go well. Klein's career was marked by significant achievements, most notably the co-founding of Fandango in 2000. Transformed the way Americans approached movie going. He remained with the company until 2011, saw an opportunity in the market, capitalized on it. The company's name, as Klein explained to Variety, was chosen because a Fandango is fast and fun. Fast and fun.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yeah, he found huge success with that. Nobody knows exactly what may have occurred. I mean, I don't know. If you're on the 20th floor, there's usually, you know, safety-type mechanisms that are set up to keep you from falling unless you purposefully wanted to go over them or somebody helped you over it. I don't know. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Scott. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, just a quick observation that I haven't heard anybody talk about. China and its relationship with Taiwan. If China does not invade Taiwan sometime during the last part of Biden's term, then you can only conclude that they never wanted it to begin with. There is no better time ever to take that country than now. If they ever wanted it, they would take it, but we have to conclude that they never wanted it to begin with. It's always been just a trigger so they can use it as a threat against the West or for some other reason, but they don't want it. If they don't invade now, they never wanted it ever.
Well, my understanding was they wanted control via some sort of peaceful means, whatever that meant, if they were going to apply some sort of pressure that they would get the desired effect, not necessarily attacking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've got to tell you, they might have something that's been planned and they're waiting for the opportunity. Now some people say, well, now would be, you know, a great time. Maybe it would come in December. after the election. Let's say it could be lame duck. Let's say Kamala's in there. Joe's already stepped down. She's the president. She ran for president. She loses to Trump, but she's still in office until January 20th. So after the election, but before January 20th, could also be an opportune time if they're looking for that. But yeah, you're right. Like right now, I mean, we're exposed. We see our commander in chief has shown weakness for sure. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you were talking earlier about the conspiracy theories, like people thinking that it was the assassination attempt on President Trump was a hoax, and some people saying that Trump was actually the instigator of it or the planner of it. Now, think about it. If Trump planned it and pulled it off, why would Cheadle, who's under Biden, why would she be so evasive? Wouldn't they be trying to prove that he did that? It doesn't make any sense that it was that way. And she's covering for something. You know, she changed her story about the sloping roof and all that and why there weren't snipers up there. And when the congresswomen and people were asking her, do you have the information? Do you know how many cartridges were found on that building, empty cartridges on top of that building? And she said, yeah, the FBI told me how many there were. And I think it was Congresswoman Luna from Tampa area asked her that, and she said, well, can you tell us how many there were? And she goes, no. She won't answer any questions. They're covering something up. So, you know, anybody that believes that Trump planned that is got to be, they have no critical thinking skills whatsoever. That's all I have.
Yeah, wasn't there a thing where they were asking her about the audio,
yes,
like transmissions, the intercommunications mm-hmm. have been done, and she claimed she didn't have those? Is that true?
Well, she says there wasn't any that day. Sometimes they have.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Well, they just happen to not this day, you know. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, she's not doing herself
any
favors.
No.
I mean,
if she would even act interactive or interested in their questions as opposed to that face that she has all the time.
That resting.
Yeah, that's the one. Yes. She has that all the time. Yeah.
She does. Mm-hmm. She does.
That doesn't help her case.
Some people can't help it. But if you know you're appearing in public and there's going to be TV cameras on you. But I don't think that she is a person that is really a communicator to begin with.
No, she's not.
Because you told me it was like 72 hours.
Yes.
From the time that, you know, shots rang out until she actually talked to the detail or members of the detail, the agents that were there. And she didn't jump on a flight right away. I mean, to me, if that's not your number one top priority as a leader of the Secret Service, I can't imagine what it would be. You've had an attempt on a protectee's life. I mean, you'd never want the attempt to get to the point to where shots are fired, especially from the assassin. And this time delay of who knew what and what.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 9:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Kamala Harris told migrants, don't come. That was a while ago, remember? 8 million showed up anyway.
Well, that's kind of like, she learned that from Biden when he says, don't. They usually do.
Yeah, but the problem is, once she got that label of border czar, that has been hung around her neck. And that's going to hurt her moving forward, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think because that's a big, easy one, a big, easy target, and one that she'll find very, very difficult to defend.
Yeah.
Now, and then if Joe Biden's all pumped up for you,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much difference will that make. I mean, what is he going to tell you how difficult things are?
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me. So help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination, and then go on to win the presidency.
He's not sounded good.
I don't know. He's going to get over it, and he's going to have a nice track suit on, and he's going to be jogging out on the trail for Kamala.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully engaged.
Engaged.
I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
Oh, that foreign policy, that's going great. Bibi Netanyahu got off the plane and was like, nobody's here. It's like crickets. Like, well, you don't have to throw the red carpet down for me every time, but I don't know. Maybe Secretary of State? No, Blinken wasn't there. Mm. All right. Joe's sick with COVID. Okay. Yeah, How about what was Kamala doing? Don't know, but too busy for you, pal.
She's not raising money.
But I'm the prime minister. Like,
yeah.
Of Israel. You know, we're allies. We're buddies. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Foreign policy was a big deal to Joe. I mean, he sent somebody. Yeah.
Well, he'll get back to you. Actually, Netanyahu was supposed to address, I believe, the Congress, the House and the Senate, by invitation. So he was invited to come. And that's how they show their respect, by not showing up. And I don't know who they sent. But, you know, once you get down past Secretary of State, I mean... Yeah, I
heard that. Well, is it
J. Michael Klein? Name ring a bell? Right. He was the visionary entrepreneur who founded Fandango. You know, the movie tickets that you could get online. Weird. Yeah, well, I mean, that was his baby. He's died at the age of 64 after plunging from the 20th floor of a luxury hotel. This is according to TMZ. A suicide note has not been found. New York Times reports J. Michael Klein, prominent figure in tech and entertainment industry, passed away last week in Manhattan. The police confirmed that Klein fell from the 20th floor of the Kimberly Hotel on Tuesday. The incident reported via 911 resulted in officers finding Klein unconscious and unresponsive with injuries indicative of a fall from an elevated position. Yeah, 20 stories. That's
not good.
That's not going to go well. Klein's career was marked by significant achievements, most notably the co-founding of Fandango in 2000. Transformed the way Americans approached movie going. He remained with the company until 2011, saw an opportunity in the market, capitalized on it. The company's name, as a client explained to Variety, was chosen because a Fandango is fast and fun. Fast and fun.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yeah, he found huge success with that. Nobody knows exactly what may have occurred. I mean, I don't know. If you're on the 20th floor, there's usually, you know, safety type mechanisms that are set up to keep you from falling unless you purposefully wanted to go over them or somebody helped you over it. I don't know. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Scott. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, just a quick observation that I haven't heard anybody talk about. China and its relationship with Taiwan. If China does not invade Taiwan sometime during the last part of Biden's term, then you can only conclude that they never wanted it to begin with. There is no better time ever to take that country than now. If they ever wanted it, they would take it, but we have to conclude that they never wanted it to begin with. It's always been just a trigger so they can use it as a threat against the West or for some other reason, but they don't want it. If they don't invade now, they never wanted it ever.
Well, my understanding was they wanted control via some sort of peaceful means, whatever that meant, if they were going to apply some sort of pressure that they would get the desired effect, not necessarily attacking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've got to tell you, they might have something that's been planned, and they're waiting for the opportunity. Now some people say, well, now would be, you know, a great time. Maybe it would come in December, after the election. Let's say it could be lame duck. Let's say Kamala's in there. Joe's already stepped down. She's the president. She ran for president. She loses to Trump, but she's still in office until January 20th. So after the election, but before January 20th, could also be an opportune time if they're looking for that. But yeah, you're right. Like right now, I mean, we're exposed. We see our commander-in-chief has shown weakness for sure. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you were talking earlier about the conspiracy theories, like people thinking that it was the assassination attempt on President Trump was a hoax, and some people saying that Trump was actually the instigator of it or the planner of it. Now, think about it. If Trump planned it and pulled it off, why would Cheadle, who's under Biden, why would she be so evasive? Wouldn't they be trying to prove that he did that? It doesn't make any sense that it was that way. And she's covering for something. You know, she changed her story about the sloping roof and all that and why there weren't snipers up there. And when the congresswomen and people were asking her, do you have the information? Do you know how many cartridges were found on that building, empty cartridges on top of that building? And she said, yeah, the FBI told me how many there were. And I think it was Congresswoman Luna from Tampa area asked her that. And she said, well, can you tell us how many there were? And she goes, no. She won't answer any questions. They're covering something up. So, you know, anybody that believes that Trump planned that is got to be, they have no critical thinking skills whatsoever. That's all I have.
Yeah. Wasn't there a thing where they were asking her about the audio,
yes,
like transmissions to intercommunications that have been done? And she claimed she didn't have those. Is that true?
Well, she says there wasn't any that day. Sometimes they have.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Well, they just happen to not this day, you know. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, she's not doing herself
any
favors.
No.
I mean,
if she would even act interactive or interested in their questions as opposed to that face that she has all the time.
That resting.
Yeah, that's the one. Yes. She has that all the time. Yeah.
She does. She does. Some
that
people,
doesn't help her case.
Some people can't help it. But if you know you're appearing in public and there's going to be TV cameras on you. But I don't think that she is a person that is really a communicator to begin with.
No, she's not.
Because you told me it was like 72 hours.
Yes.
From the time that, you know, shots rang out until she actually talked to the detail or members of the detail, the agents that were there. And she didn't jump on a flight right away. I mean, to me, if that's not your number one top priority as a leader of the Secret Service, I can't imagine what it would be. You've had an attempt on a protectee's life. I mean, that's, you'd never want the attempt to get to the point to where shots are fired, especially from the assassin. And this time delay of who knew what and what time it was, and the idea of having that roof wide open, the idea that they didn't have the water tower covered. What? I mean, did I just make up like military strategy or is, you know, owning the high ground?
Yeah.
Incredibly important in this kind of scenario.
Is that new? Is that, did you just make that up?
Think I did.
I thought I'd heard it somewhere before. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I mean, yeah, maybe I just learned it from TV and there's no truth to it. I don't know.
Should have been. I don't
know. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Among all this, it took me 6 days to figure it out, but among all that we saw with Trump, not sure if you remember the 1990 Kevin Costner movie called Dances with Wolves, but he ended up marrying that woman who goes by the name of Stands with a Fist. So that's like Pocahontas. That's my new Native American name for Trump, which is Papipitanajinwin in Lakota Sioux. Thanks, guys.
All right.
What he said.
Yeah. I'm not going to make an attempt on that. Let's go to Jack. What's on your mind?
I got two things, Bob. First of all, when I was in Ramadi, Iraq, the Marines had better security around me when I took my tow truck out to hook up to one of their Humvees broken down in middle of Ramadi where there was a bunch of snipers than what they had on President Trump a couple weeks ago.
Mm.
Number two, why does Kamala think she can run for president when all these other smarter women have ran for president and failed? Hillary? I mean, she's not my favorite. I don't have any love for Hillary, but she is quite a bit smarter than Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, I mean,
to be said, yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
yeah, get that.
I just think they're going to just keep throwing hate at Trump and hope whatever warm body holds that place that they can somehow beat him.
Yeah,
I don't know what their other plans of desperation are, because, man, what haven't we seen? I'm afraid to ask.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
I shouldn't ask.
Well, for months you inferred that you hoped no one would do exactly what they tried to do, you know, a week and a half ago.
And man, they did. So. Was that whole operation so botched?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton is hyping up Kamala Harris.
Yeah?
Yep. Referring to her as a brilliant prosecutor.
Okay, what did we talk about all
exactly ago? What we said.
They're going back to her early days in her career when she may have actually been one and was doing the right thing, just like a lot of these current politicians were doing the right thing 20 years ago, too.
Hillary said, I've known Kamala Harris a long time, which, of course, then I wonder if Bill's known her for a long time, too. Oh. But Clinton began her Facebook post, this brilliant prosecutor will make the case against convicted felon Donald Trump and the Project 2025 agenda to take away our freedoms. The 2025 agenda, by the way, my understanding is this was put together by the Heritage Foundation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's just a kind of a wish list for, you know, very conservative folks, the Heritage Foundation. There's no binding deal with the Republicans that I'm aware of.
Basically, they want to look at all your alphabet organizations, all the ones that are right now fighting a potential president and were fighting him while Trump was president, so that they would have to fall in line basically with the will of the president, in a very simple way of putting it.
So you wouldn't have that weaponization ability kind of taking
place. Well, the left are saying that exactly what they're trying to get is the weaponization of all those organizations. The fact is they retain that power at the moment. So they're kind of saying, hey, you're going to do what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Now, that's wrong. You can't do that.
Unless we're doing it.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it. That's really in its simplest form that I understand it.
Ah, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? 9:48 right now, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's your turn. Things that make you smile. You call in with upbeat, positive thoughts and attitude of gratitude. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Call now. Good morning and welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Yep, it's me and old Hopalong over here.
Oh, wow.
Greg Cassidy.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't. You're right.
I'd prefer more to like maybe David or even Sean, but you're David,
okay.
I think, you know.
All right.
If we're going to go there.
Yeah, boy, they had some baby faces on them, though, didn't they?
Well, you know, yeah.
And you're a scruffy. You're a hairy kind of character.
Well, I'm a little older than they were in their prime.
Yeah, like 100 years older. No,
close.
I'm just kidding.
That's all right.
Hey, it's time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So don't hold back. Call now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is for many years, if you got attacked by a black bear in the state of Florida, the state of Florida suggested that you bang pots and pans together. They finally come around and decided that you could defend yourself.
Yeah, you can defend yourself if you're being attacked by a bear, yeah. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Hey, I pulled off the trifecta yesterday on the show, and that makes me smile because I see that y'all really do value my opinion, right? God bless America.
Wait, do we have to answer that under oath or what?
No, we're not under oath, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, just checking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I have to wait for the FBI results to be complete before I answer that question.
Wow.
Isn't that the popular line these days?
I think we've heard that a time or two in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. And the next one you're going to hear is Kamala is a brilliant prosecutor. Brilliant, yeah. I say.
Hope you're not under oath again.
No, absolutely not. No. I'm just mimicking the words of one Hillary.
Yes.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It's coming up next right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This is the Here Hold My Beer election cycle. 2024 looked at 2016 and said, you weren't weird enough.
The Dana Show.
And it's not even us that's doing it. It's not even our side.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The U.S. Olympic Committee has chosen NBA star LeBron James to carry the flag at the Paris Olympics, making him the first U.S. men's basketball player to be awarded the honor. It's an incredible honor to represent the U.S. on the global stage, especially in a moment that can bring the whole world together, James wrote. Yeah, but don't forget he's been a massive booster for communist China and attacked people who criticize China's enslavement of the Uyghur population. So let's kind of keep that in mind, too, right? And the idea of that has some people smoking mad. So that is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya. Good morning and welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Yep, it's me and old Hopalong over here.
Oh, wow.
Greg Cassidy.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't. You're right.
I prefer to be referenced more to, like, maybe David or even Sean, but you're David.
Okay.
I think, you know?
All right.
If we're going to go there.
Yeah. Boy, they had some baby faces on them, though, didn't they?
Well, you know, yeah.
And you're a scruffy. You're a hairy kind of character.
Well, I'm a little older than they were in their prime.
Yeah, like 100 years older. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey. It's time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So don't hold back. Call now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is for many years, if you got attacked by a black bear in the state of Florida, the state of Florida suggested that you bang pots and pans together. Finally, come around and decided that you could defend yourself.
Yeah, you can defend yourself if you're being attacked by a bear, yeah. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Hey, I pulled off the trifecta yesterday on the show, and that makes me smile because I see that y'all really do value my opinion, right? God bless America.
Wait, do we have to answer that under oath or what?
No, we're not under oath, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, just checking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I have to wait for the FBI results to be complete before I answer that question.
Wow.
Isn't that the popular line these days?
I think we've heard that a time or two in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and the next one you're going to hear is Kamala is a brilliant prosecutor. Brilliant, yeah. I say.
Hope you're not under oath again.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I'm just mimicking the words of one Hillary.
Yes.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It's coming up next right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This is the Here Hold My Beer election cycle. 2024 looked at 2016 and said, you weren't weird enough.
The Dana Show.
And it's not even us that's doing it. It's not even our side.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The U.S. Olympic Committee has chosen NBA star LeBron James to carry the flag at the Paris Olympics, making him the first U.S. men's basketball player to be awarded the honor. It's an incredible honor to represent the U.S. on the global stage, especially in a moment that can bring the whole world together, James wrote. Yeah, but don't forget he's been a massive booster for communist China and attacked people who criticize China's enslavement of the Uyghur population. So let's kind of keep that in mind, too, right? And the idea of that has some people smoking mad. So that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.